The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As I record this today, it's Valentine's Day, and I get a thought for the day in my email box, and today's thought for the day was kind of interesting and related to Valentine's Day. It said, "Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I drive by again?" Do you believe in love at first sight? Should I drive by again? Oh, if you don't love me the first time, I'll drive by again. Yeah. I actually know some people who've had that experience where it's like, boom, first date, love at first sight, and they live happily, and literally they are living happily ever after, even today. But really, these are few and far between. I know many who thought it was love at first sight, and well, they're not together today. Love at first sight. I think it kind of swings upon, or now I don't want to say dependent, but pinges upon or is connected to where do you see that person as much as who are you seeing? School, dance, church, bar? Each place tells something about them and you. If it's school, you value learning, especially if it's college, and your future. If it's church, you value God and probably moral living. Your morals will be the same. If dance at a dance floor, well, you value fun and action, and so that it connects you. If bar, well, then drinking and conversation that goes on there, and sadly to say, many times it's immoral living, and even more sad to say, that's usually why it isn't love at first sight or that it will last, because of the immoral living. But the point being, love at first sight isn't just about the physical appearance, but values, beliefs, and lifestyles. And you can pick up all of that just by where you connect with that type of person. Have you ever been around a person with different values and beliefs? As soon as it becomes rather real and apparent that they believe something totally different than you, it's kind of hard to be with them at times then. We need something in common. I know some couples where the couple is, they're both blind or both have a disability. And in that sense, they share the same struggles, the same outlook on life. You might say the first attraction is commonality in view of life. Like if they're blind, then sound over sight. The world is seemingly rushing by, and you got to do the best you can to keep up if you're blind or visually impaired. And so you have a mutual friendship and understanding of each other instantly when the couple is both blind. Now, have I really described love at first sight? Have I really described love? Ha! I don't think so. I've described friendship at first sight. Friendship often moves to love, but I don't think it really starts there. Because love is more than just a friendship. It's more than just feelings. It goes to extremes to help others, even when it might harm oneself. My niece just received a kidney transplant. Her kidneys both stopped working. She received a kidney from her aunt. Wow, talk about giving until it hurts. Woo! Yeah, that did. Or in the middle of night when your dog tired and then you hear the baby crying, you don't want to get up and take care of the baby, but you know you got to feed it and change the diaper. I remember those days. That's doing what you don't want to do for the other's good. That's love. Yet, love is still even more than that. I think about Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Listen to this. Very rarely will someone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now let's put in this verse, in context, what sinner means. While still sinners, that means bad, really bad. While bad, really bad. While an enemy, Christ died for us. You might give a kidney. You might get up in the middle of the night for somebody, but die for an enemy? Think about your enemy, whether it's around the world or someone across the street or someone who's stolen from you. Really? Would you really die for them? Christ died for you and me. That's love. You might say, wow, I'm not worthy of that love. I'm not nice enough. Well, yep, we're a sinner, enemy of God. And Christ died for us when we were that. That's love. He loved you. He loves you and me in Jesus. That's why Jesus came and gave himself for you and for me. So that we might be with him both now and in eternity. On this Valentine's Day, you might think about that thought. It might be love at first sight for a person, husband or wife. What about God? Was it love at first sight for God? I don't know. But I do know he loves me. And if he loves me that much that he would die for me, wow, he'll love me enough to take care of me now and into eternity as well. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you do love us, even while we were enemies, while we were sinners, while we weren't very good. You died for us because you saw us in need and you knew you needed to help us. Thank you. Lord, help us to love in that way, loving others, so that, well, that it's not us loving, but you loving through us, so that others might know you as well. We ask this, Jesus, in your name, as well as ask your blessing upon our loved ones, as we say, whether it be husband or wife or family. Bless them all. In your name, on this Valentine's Day, we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.